Welcome to the Secret to My Success Show. Our guests will inspire, educate, and motivate our listeners who own a business or dream about being a business owner. Today's guests will share their stories and the secrets to their success. They have valuable insight with what they went through to start and grow their business. They will share the good, the bad, and the ugly. I promise it will be fun and valuable. Later in the show, former Major League Baseball player Luis Alcaraz will be here talking to former celebrities and athletes about their transition from fame to being hands-on business owners. My name is Alan Bornstein.
And I'm George Cruz. I'm kind of like the sidekick, but I'm better looking, younger, and funnier than Alan. Anyways, Alan and I will be with you throughout today's show getting insightful information. We believe you can learn from the successes and failures of today's guests. Each has unique and insightful experiences. This is the MBA program for those that graduated from the School of Hard Work and want to excel as business owners.
We would like to welcome Lynn Metz-Smith, one of the co-owners of Security Providers of Florida. Lynn, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to ask the first and obvious question that everybody wants to know as the owner of a security guard company where you've at some point carried, I think you told me, a purple 38.
It actually is pink.
Oh, a pink 38. So when you're wearing a dress, where do you arm yourself?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to know.
Not allowed to tell.
I'm sorry. Never mind. So, Lynn, tell us about your business. Is this your first business?
This is my first business, yes.
And what did you do before?
I actually worked at a local bank for 25 years. I was in the Bank Secrecy Act area. So we did a lot of investigations behind the scenes, looking at accounts and transactions, and it was quite interesting to see what we found out.
In 25 years, and what made you want to go and open up your own company?
Long story short, I guess I had a friend who worked for a security guard company. He came to me one day, he did security and banking, and he said, hey, let's start a security guard company. And I went, no.
And okay, why? Why did you say no? What was your first reaction to, you're nuts?
But that was the thought. I was like, just no. I mean, I was happy. Banking was okay. Everything was good. Life was good. And I have no knowledge of doing a business. So I said, no.
How did it change? What made you change?
Well, Plan B decided to come into play with banking getting a little interesting in 2006 and 7 when we had to tell our customers, I can't give you that loan, sorry. It's not going to happen. And that was tough for me. I'm a people person, so I definitely wanted to make sure that they got the money that they needed if they needed it. So Plan B came to my head. I called my friend and I went, okay, I'm ready.
That was it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
That was the spark. That was the moment that everything changed.
Pretty much.
And then I heard, so your organization started in 2007. You still have the first gatehouse security that you installed still operating, right?
I actually do, yes.
That is awesome. That is awesome. What would you have considered to be your largest challenge kind of getting your business off the ground?
The largest challenge would have to be because I started the security guard company while I was still working banking, so I was doing that full time, and how that wonderful little gatehouse stayed there and maintained, and to get it to grow from there really was the biggest challenge. I mean, somebody want to have a security guard company, you have to go out and you have to market it and let them know that you're out there and why they should choose you besides the other 500 companies that are out there doing
Absolutely.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So tell me, what do you like the least about your business as a business owner?
I want to say the challenges of the employees.
Give me an example.
Because we now have over 70 employees, there's always maybe something going on each and every day with at least one. So when you think you have a full staff and you're all good to go, that changes in a matter of minutes. So that becomes a challenge.
Okay.
And that's your least favorite thing.
That's my least favorite thing.
And so what would be your most favorite thing about running your company?
I do. I like interaction with people and clients.
Okay.
So that would have to be
the social aspect of it.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
One day you came home and told your family you're going from banking, which is a very traditional job, to being the woman-owned owner of a security card company.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had a look at you and said, you are crazy.
Actually, I still remember the words exactly to this day. I sat my son down on the stairs of our home and said, "Life as you know it is now going to change." And I believe his words were, "Why?" But we had talked about it, and it was something that we decided to do, and the only way to really grow the business was to actually, I call it jumping off of a cliff. So I left my full-time job and started the security company.
So you do this with your son?
Yes.
How is it working with your son?
95% of the time, good.
And the other 5%?
We are different, but we also do interact well, and he has great ideas, and of course, so do I. But so that we work together and we talk through them. So it does work out well.
Absolutely.
Conflict resolution has to be a lot of fun in your household when it comes to I want this and he wants this.
It's easier now because he lives apart, so yeah, it's all good.
I was about to say, work issues always followed you home.
For a short period of time, yes.
We're going to ask you a crazy question, okay?
You
haven't already?
Tell
us about the worst customer you have and what have you learned from them.
Actually, it was unfortunately recently. But the hardest thing, I think, with that was when my client started to believe the employee versus me, that then they lost all trust. Unfortunately, it's a hard scenario to explain, but as an employee, you're going to say no to somebody that maybe they did or didn't train you for something. But when they were trained, again, obviously the first thing an employee is going to say is, "No, they didn't tell me that." So when my client began to believe that versus our training, that became a challenge.
Okay.
And so I learned from that. I learned that it could happen. It's not something that has ever happened. And we are always very communicative with our clients.
Excellent. What advice would you give to any entrepreneur woman that is about to start her own business, whether with family, without family, younger, older? What advice would you give as somebody who has been successful in what you've done?
I would say make sure you look at everything, determine this is what you really want to do, and just go all in, feet first, head first, everything. If that's really what you want to do, do it.
How much time do you spend selling your business rather than working your business?
Now I spend more time selling it than in the previous years because we have a bigger staff.
Right.
So it makes it easier.
You can be the greatest security company in the world, but if customers aren't signing up or know about you, it becomes really hard to expand and grow.
Absolutely.
So what sources have you been using to grow your business? What type of networking opportunities?
A lot of word of mouth is good for us. Property managers do move from place to place. So if they get good service from us, which they do at their previous spot, they will then, once the board decides they want more security or new security, they'll look for us to provide a bid. I do lots of different, there are vendor sources that are out there that you can go on to, like Town of Palm Beach will be soliciting for security. Also, the newspaper is great. I also do Chamber of Commerce's, Lantana Chamber of Commerce is one.
Have you been able to win minority-owned business contracts based on you being a woman that owns a business?
I have not, but only because I have chosen not to do that.
Okay. I'm sure we'll bring it back, and you can tell us more about that when we go over that segment.
That'd be great.
So is there anything else you'd like to wrap up and tell us about that we don't know about you, your business, something you'd like to share?
No, I mean, owning a business I think the most wonderful thing that if you can do it, do it. It gives you the opportunity to some days work very, very hard, but then you also have the opportunity to determine what you're going to do in the next hour or two of your day.
You control your destiny.
Right. And I don't have to be locked inside of an office. I don't like that.
Excellent. George, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm guessing that's the secret to your success. It's just that freedom.
Probably, yeah. Happy. It makes you happy.
Well, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
We absolutely appreciate your time and sharing your story with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Workgroup Payroll. We love small business. From one part-time employee to 300, we want to be your payroll partner. If you have questions about employment taxes, PPP forgiveness, or employee retention credits, we can help. Your business can be getting up to $5,000 per employee for 2020 and $7,000 per employee per quarter for 2021. Let's talk about how that works for your business. Call 561-953-2007. Would you rather get better service and pay less, or less service and pay far more? It really will take less than 10 minutes to save over 20% switching to Workgroup Payroll. We make switching easy. Get the service you deserve, the price you like. If you are using a large national payroll service, we want to help you. Call 561-953-2007. Security Providers of Florida have been setting the standards for unarmed security gatehouses since 2007. Lynn Smith, a strong woman who owns a strong business with her son, and they still maintain security with the very first gatehouse that started the business. The commitment to success is part of the mission statement for Security Providers of Florida, and they provide their unarmed security gatehouse guard services for Palm Beach, Martin, and Broward counties. Security Providers of Florida.
Hi. We're Landing Financial Group. If potential tax increases in the future have been a concern of yours and you haven't done any real tax planning, I urge you to go to planwithlanding.com and download our complimentary guide, Are You Paying Too Much Tax in Retirement? Or you can always call us at 561-229-0009. Again, that's planwithlanding.com.
Landing Financial Group provides insurance services. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
When it comes to health coverage, you want solid value from a trustworthy company you can rely on. Florida Blue offers Medicare Advantage plans that can help you get more out of your health coverage. And don't you want more? Call Apple Insurance, your local agency for Florida Blue, at 888-MY-BLUE-8 to have all your Medicare questions answered and learn about different options. Don't settle for less than the value and stability Florida Blue has delivered throughout the state of Florida to Medicare beneficiaries for more than 25 years. Value, security, knowledge, and trust. Blue Medicare from Florida Blue means more. Call Apple Insurance at 888-MY-BLUE-8 today to speak to a licensed agent about your Medicare Advantage options. That's 888-MY-BLUE-8. Apple Insurance and Florida Blue. Call 888-MY-BLUE-8 today.
Florida Blue is an independent license of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Alan Bornstein, and we are fortunate enough to have Kimberly Ibarra, the CEO and president of Closing Florida. Now, that could bring a whole lot of different meanings to a lot of different people, but explain to us, Kimberly, tell us what Closing Florida is.
Especially nowadays.
Yes.
Closing Florida is a full-service settlement agency and title company. So we issue title insurance, assist homebuyers, sellers with the closing process, hold escrow, just make everything as easy as possible when they're selling, buying a house.
The question is, so you said assist, but people actually come to you, they go to your office and they do their closing, correct?
Exactly. Or we go to them.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily in an office. I have little minions all over that get things done for us.
You have minions everywhere?
Minions, yes.
Closers. Do they move around a lot?
They do.
The question I have for you, most people can't see you, but you look relatively young. I hate to ask you on the air what your age is, but if you care to share that with us, up to you.
I'm willing to bet I'm probably the youngest person that owns a title company in South Florida.
That's a nice title.
So I'm 31. I just turned 31.
Excellent. So 31 years old, you own your own title company. How long have you been doing it?
Since I was 21.
10
wow.
years.
10 years.
How did you get into this business? What made you qualified to be the owner of Closing Florida?
That's a big question. Just, I don't know what little girl dreams of being a title company owner. It all started with lots of desperation, and I need a big girl job that's 40 hours a week and can provide for my child at the time, and I applied at a title company as a receptionist and just started snowballing from there. I was trying to learn as much as I possibly could, and at 10 years later.
Well, yeah. skip the big girl job. Now you are the girl. Being young and also being a woman owning your own business, it must be a lot of pressure.
That's an understatement.
Tell us about your pressures.
They come from everywhere. I try to explain. I have a lot of people in my life that don't quite understand how much pressure it is. It's 40. I'd say I do about 40 deals a month, and each deal has multiple facets. At least 5 people that are constantly asking for things, constantly needing things. Constantly, we have to be proactive and try to avoid pitfalls that, you know, other companies constantly make. So it is a lot of pressure from all angles. And then on top of that, you have family. So they're wanting a lot of things too, and you're trying to balance everything. So it's a lot of pressure from all points. And even myself, I have high expectations for myself. Sometimes it's honestly hard taking a shower every day. So.
Well, we're grateful.
I did today.
Thank you. We appreciate that. That means a lot to us. 21 years old, you're going to start your own business. What'd your family and friends say?
My friends are always extremely supportive. So that's awesome. You can pick those, you know. my family was extremely skeptical. I was working for an attorney at the time, and I grew up Jewish, and it's just every Jewish grandmother's dream to have their child, grandchild, grow up to be an attorney or a doctor. That was the pressure when I was younger, and I didn't quite get there, but I was working for one, so so they were happy. And I just, no offense, but attorneys are crazy. It was hell every day at that job, and for silly reasons, the internet went out one day, and I insisted on having 2 computer screens, and that man was like, "The internet's out because you have 2 computer screens."
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. So, the next day I quit, and I went on Sunbiz and opened an LLC, and just figured it out from there. And it wasn't something I had talked about with my family in advance. It was more of a very sudden impulse, like, I guess I'm doing this.
You decided and you just went for it.
So I think that maybe angered them a little bit. There was no thought behind it, but aside from that, they didn't take it very well. So
when I was 19, I started my first business. And the one thing that I did on my business cards, and I just found them, it did not have my title. I used to tell everybody that I worked for a guy that was a jerk. And when I went to go buy things, I suggested that I'm sorry, but the owner of this business will not allow me to spend that much money on this. Or when I went to give pricing to somebody who was an executive search firm, I'm sorry, but the owner of this business will never allow me to agree to that rate. It has to be higher. So I used to pretend there was this guy.
I like that.
That I reported to so that I didn't have to be put on the spot.
I'm about to take my title off my business cards because I've noticed 3 years in, as things have snowballed and grown, that I'm a bottleneck to my company. Like, the girls are like, "Oh, Kimberly has to, I need to ask Kimberly." No, you can make your own decisions. Or pretend I'm, I use the Keebler elf story. People call, they're like, "What's going on with this? What's going on with that?" It's a process. Like, think of it like there's a little back room with Keebler elves. Like, we might not be a whole bunch of elves, but, like, things need to go through a little review process. We need to look at them 10 times. So wires don't go out instantly. It's not always one person's fault. There's so many things. And, again, just having my name on the business cards, it always seems to fall back on you as far as the pressures from everybody. So.
And so you use the story, and that's how that works. And so following up with that, 21 years old, now you're 10 years into the business, you're a woman, there's a lot of pressure following that. How did you stay afloat? What is your secret? How do you do it?
Oh, you just keep going.
Just keep going, perseverance.
Keep going, yeah. Sometimes you get to the point where you're procrastinating things, and you're just like, "Oh, crap." And you just do them, and it feels good, and you get it done. There's times where I answer phone calls late. It's okay. I realize that most people don't care as much as I think they do.
How much money did you start this business with? Because I have to assume you didn't have a whole lot.
About $5,000.
Advertising. You probably didn't have a big advertising budget. So how did you get the word out? I've always said, no matter what you do, If you can't sell it, you could be the greatest chiropractor in the world, but if you can't get customers in the door, you got nothing. So how did you get people to trust you, believe you, and give you business?
I didn't do any advertising. It was all people that I had worked with over the few years that I genuinely put so much passion behind everything that I do. And that's something I'm struggling with now is, I love my team, but they don't do things the way I do. They do it great, like, don't get me wrong, but my expectations and the way I do things are on a different planet. So it's just hard work, always being there when your customers need you, and cultivating a team that feels the exact same way, because when it comes down to it, I can't do it all. So then as far as that, sometimes I do have to go out there and cold call or knock on doors. And I recently got to a point where the market's weird with real estate. No one wants to sell their houses because they'll make a lot of money, great, but there's no houses to buy.
Yep.
In the area, new construction is slowed because of the cost of building materials. There's bidding wars on homes. So all my customers, my referral partners that I normally work with, they're kind of dry as far as listings go. In Palm Beach County, the seller chooses the title company. So my big referral sources are realtors, listing agents, and homeowners. So I've recently had to humble myself and go door knocking.
I've got one last question. If you could go back and talk to 21-year-old Kimberly, and I mean all the 21-year-old Kimberlys, not just you, what advice would you have given to Kimberly today based on all your 10 years of experience and starting this from nothing?
There is magic in doing things on a whim. Mm. Yeah. It's like I explained, like quitting that job and opening the sun. All of the best things in my life have come from just instant gut feelings that I should be doing this. And I think nowadays with so much technology and social media and everything being so having to be rigid and planned out, that people don't do that nowadays. Mm-hmm. There's like a very small group of dreamers that can get that stuff done and make it real.
Absolutely.
Kimberly Ibarra, we want to thank you for being on our show. Kimberly Ibarra, President and CEO of Closing Florida, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
When it comes to health coverage, you want solid value from a trustworthy company you can rely on. Florida Blue offers Medicare Advantage plans that can help you get more out of your health coverage. And don't you want more? Call Apple Insurance, your local agency for Florida Blue, at 888-MY-BLUE-8 to have all your Medicare questions answered and learn about different options. Don't settle for less than the value and stability Florida Blue has delivered throughout the state of Florida to Medicare beneficiaries for more than 25 years. Value, security, knowledge, and trust. Blue Medicare from Florida Blue means more. Call Apple Insurance at 888-MY-BLUE-8 today to speak to a licensed agent about your Medicare Advantage options. That's 888-MY-BLUE-8. Apple Insurance and Florida Blue. Call 888-MY-BLUE-8 today.
Florida Blue is an independent license of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
WGP Insurance Services. Most people don't know, when your workers' comp coverage is canceled or lapses, your insurance carrier notifies the state of Florida you have no coverage. They make it really easy for the state to find you. The state will find you, too. Please make sure you are covered. Fines start at $1,000. They have the right to order you to show your bank statements and all related documents. It is cheaper and easier to get the most affordable coverage with no money down. Call 561-953-2007.
If rising taxes against your retirement has been a concern of yours, you're not alone. We're Landing Financial Group. I urge you to go and download our complimentary guide, Are You Paying Too Much Tax in Retirement? At planwithlanding.com. Or you can call us at 561-229-0009. That's planwithlanding.com.
Landing Financial Group provides insurance services. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Hi, this is Alan Bornstein, Secret to My Success, and today we have a very special guest, Philip Thune, the CEO of TexBroker, who's going to explain to us a little bit about what he does and how his service is going to actually help you grow your business.
Hi, Philip. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your organization, how it kind of got started. What was your motivation behind TexBrokers?
Sure. So real simple, TexBroker has thousands and thousands of freelance writers signed up at our website. And so companies come to us if they need any kind of custom written content. Could be blog posts, could be articles, could be web copy, social media posts, white papers, press releases. It's basically a better, faster, easier, less expensive way to get connected with a freelance writer. And in terms of how did we come up with this idea, I think it's a similar story to how a lot of businesses start. Our founder, this is going back to 2005, our founder had lots and lots of websites. His goal was to rank them highly on Google in the sort of what's called the algorithmic results, the unpaid results. And even back then, he knew that if he had good content on his websites, Google was smart enough to kind of spider the web and see what he was on his websites and would rank his sites highly for the keywords that he cared about. And so, he just had too many websites. There was no way he was going to write all of this content himself. He started trying to find freelance writers and dealing with freelance writers, you know, one at a time, negotiating with them, making sure they actually do what they're supposed to do. It's kind of a mess, especially when you need a lot of articles produced. And so he said, maybe I should just create something where, you know, I can get all these writers to sign up. I can just post my assignments. The writers can decide, you know, what they wanted, which ones, you know, make the most sense for them to write about. And it'll just make the whole thing smooth. I'll pay everybody by PayPal. I'll just have to press a button. So he found a programmer who said, oh, that's a great idea. I would actually use that service. So the programmer built it for him. It got off to a great success. He told some of his friends. Their friends were like, oh, could I borrow your platform or borrow your writers? And so at some point, I think it was like 2006, 2007, the light bulb went off in his head, and he said, maybe I shouldn't be running my own websites trying to get them ranked highly on Google. Maybe I should just be in the business of providing writers to other people who want to do that. And so that was the genesis of the company.
Philip, what was that business he was trying to get started?
The business with lots of websites?
Yes.
You know, it was just something he had started on his own. He started a company, and he's the only employee. And what he was doing, and there's a long history of small and large companies basically trying to use Google to drive traffic and then make money from that traffic. I think him specifically, I don't know exactly, that's a good question, I don't know exactly what his websites were talking about, but I know his business strategy was, let's say the topic was, something about buying clothing. He would try to rank highly for keywords that have to do with clothing or buying clothes or buying pants or buying sweaters. And then when somebody came to his website, he probably had like an Amazon affiliate link there. So he wasn't actually selling clothes, but if he could get somebody to click on the Amazon affiliate link, then they would go buy clothes from Amazon and he would get a cut. So it's kind of like an arbitrage business. Like I said, there's lots and lots of companies who effectively do that. They try to get ranked highly in Google, they try to get traffic to their website, and then they have different ways of making money from that traffic, either affiliate type revenue, or sometimes they just show ads on their site and they make money from that. So different ways. I think he was trying to do as much as he could, and any way he could make money from the traffic to the website, he was doing it.
And that happens, especially as you're growing your business. And how many employees would you say that you have on your team now?
So as of today, we are about 100, and I wouldn't say a global company, but we're certainly a U.S. and European company. So we've got an office in Las Vegas. Our headquarters, our founder's German, so our headquarters are in Germany. I think we've got about 35 people in the U.S. and more than that in Germany.
So this one guy starts his own little business, takes a little left-hand turn, creates a business that is the primary business in what he does, and it helps other businesses grow. This guy is the Cy Sperling Hair Club for Men. I'm not just the president, I'm a member. And he took this one little niche that he created for himself, and it helps other businesses. So let's talk about that, how you believe your service will do the same thing for that one guy starting up a business and getting him to a level of success.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think our founder, his name is Jan, I think our founder is a great example of saying, hey, you know what, I've got a business idea. I know what I need to do to make money, but I can't do it all myself, right? So in his case, he knew he needed, you know, writers who could write all this content to fill up his websites so that they would rank highly on Google. But in general, right, this concept of, okay, I'm starting something up. There's things I know I need to do, but how can I get them off my list and find some service or find something that somebody who's probably better at it and is going to do it faster, quicker, cheaper can kind of handle that for me. So, yeah, we are one of, you know, TextBroker is one of many, many companies now where you can kind of outsource something that's pretty critical, right? Anybody who has a website, and pretty much every business should have a website, even if you're an offline business for the most part, you know, that's where people are looking for services or products, and so you need to be discovered. And if you have a website, you need to rank highly in Google for the keywords that matter to you. And one of the best ways to do that is have really good content on your site and to update it on a fairly regular basis. That's something that Google cares about. And for a lot of business owners, they're not writers, right? So to add that to their list of things that they have to do, what inevitably happens, and I've seen it over and over, is they don't do it, right? It's at the bottom of the list, and most people like that the things at the bottom of your to-do list when you're really busy, you just keep putting it off and putting it off. So, yeah, no, I think you have to figure out, you know, what are these things that are just fundamental that I know I need to do, but I'm never going to have a chance or time to do them. So how can I solve that? How can I find a solution that's going to just take care of that for me? And I think when it comes to writing content, whether it's for your website or for emails or social media, that's something that the TextBroker easily can do.
Absolutely. And that's actually a great point you bring up, considering that I'm the youngest person in this studio right now. How important would you consider in our day and age a social media presence for these starting up businesses?
I think it really depends on the business. And, right, some businesses, you know, with no social media, you're never going to get anywhere. Other businesses, it's not as critical. And then social media has become this, like, super long list, right? Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn and TikTok and Snapchat. You know, it's like, just goes on and on. And so I think it depends on the business. I think a lot of businesses, social media is really critical. It should be something you're thinking about, strategizing about, especially as you're just getting going. But again, focus and not spreading yourself too thin is so important there. So, you know, listen, we're a writing company. There's not, you know, if we were a photo company, right, Instagram would be far and away would be the most obvious social media that we should be promoting ourselves on, right? We would take great images and we would show them on Instagram and say, well, if you'd like more images like this, you know, come to our website and you can buy them. You know, that's not what we do. We write content, which is not very visual. So for us, you know, it doesn't make too much sense to be on Instagram, but, you know, Facebook makes sense because that's a place where a lot of authors are sort of hanging out when they have free time and might learn about our service or might want to kind of communicate amongst themselves or be happy to sort of be part of our group. So, yeah, I think social media, again, depends on the business, but in most cases pretty critical, but maybe even more is to not think that you have to do every single type of social media, because that's just going to drive you crazy, and especially if you're a small business, it's just not going to happen. It's going to fall to the bottom of your to-do list. And one of the things that's, you know, super critical when it comes to social media is to not disappoint your audience, right? So if you're going to connect, you know, the whole reason for social media is because it's an unbelievable way to connect directly with your audience to sort of make them your own. And if you, our biggest recommendation is, you know, if you decide you're going to do Facebook, then just make it in a calendar, put it as a reminder every Tuesday. You know, that's when you release something new on Facebook. Or if your business is sort of videos make a lot of sense, you know, every Thursday is going to be kind of YouTube Thursday and you're going to release it. So being sort of regular in that cadence so that your audience kind of knows what to expect from you, knows when they're going to get new content, is really critical. And again, there's just no way you can do it with every last different social media outlet.
Philip, we want to thank you for being here. You've given us some incredible advice. And if anybody wanted to go to your website, where would they go to get information?
So it is www.textbroker.com, T-E-X-T-B-R-O-K-E-R. And I would highly recommend, it's funny, we're a website, so a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not going to talk to anybody. We are standing by, we have a Las Vegas office, real people, happy to help you. So clients@textbroker.com, you should never hesitate to just email us. You can go to our website, you've got our phone number. You can just go to www.textbroker.com and see all sorts of information. But don't struggle, don't sort of question it. Just feel free to call us anytime and kind of get advice on how to get going.
Philip Thune, thank you for being with us, CEO of TextBroker. You're a great guy. Appreciate all of your information and insight. And we look forward to having you help some of our new entrepreneurs grow their business.
Thank you, Philip.
Thanks for having me.
TextBroker is the leading internet platform for high-quality, on-demand, unique written content. TextBroker has fulfilled more than 15 million orders for everything from custom articles to web copy to white papers and anything else you can imagine. TextBroker.com is the website for U.S. authors, and they ensure every author is based in the U.S. Get started. Open a client account at TextBroker.com. If you have a large project, learn about TextBroker's managed service. Visit TextBroker.com today. That's TextBroker.com.
Hi, we're Landing Financial Group. If potential tax increases in the future have been a concern of yours and you haven't done any real tax planning, I urge you to go to planwithlanding.com and download our complimentary guide, Are You Paying Too Much Tax in Retirement? Or you can always call us at 561-229-0009. Again, that's planwithlanding.com.
Landing Financial Group provides insurance services. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
When it comes to health coverage, you want solid value from a trustworthy company you can rely on. Florida Blue offers Medicare Advantage plans that can help you get more out of your health coverage. And don't you want more? Call Apple Insurance, your local agency for Florida Blue, at 888-MY-BLUE-8 to have all your Medicare questions answered and learn about different options. Don't settle for less than the value and stability Florida Blue has delivered throughout the state of Florida to Medicare beneficiaries for more than 25 years. Value, security, knowledge, and trust. Blue Medicare from Florida Blue means more. Call Apple Insurance at 888-MY-BLUE-8 today to speak to a licensed agent about your Medicare Advantage options. That's 888-MY-BLUE-8. Apple Insurance and Florida Blue. Call 888-MY-BLUE-8 today.
Florida Blue is an independent license of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Your workers' comp specialist. No money down workers' comp. Pay for your coverage as you use it. Non-compliant workers' comp fines from the state of Florida start at $1,000 when you get caught. They will find you. When you have questions and need help, WGP Insurance Services will answer your call. Getting the right coverage can save you thousands of dollars a year. Call 561-953-2007.
Today, we are here with Pudge, Ivan Rodriguez. So it's interesting, being a Red Sox fan, Pudge had a different meaning. But I understand now we have a new improved Pudge. We have skinny Pudge. So, Luis, I would like to introduce your friend and our new guest.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. We're here with Pudge Rodriguez. Pudge, it's a pleasure. Thank you for being in the show. I know you're a busy guy. You're into a lot of different things. And we really appreciate your time here. But before we go any further, I know we had a chance to play for 3 years. I know how dedicated you were in every aspect of the game. Could you please tell us, how did that help you in the transition to the business guy that you are today?
Well, first of all, Luis, thank you for having me in your show. I appreciated it. That you having me on with you, and thank you very much. And to me, 3 years that I played with you was fun. As you know, that we know each other a lot. We are great friends. But obviously, you know, when we played together, I remember that you and I, we always sitting and talking about pretty much what's going on around the team and around the ballpark and the discipline about everybody has doing, you know, around the baseball team. And basically, I learned that a lot through my baseball career, and obviously, as you and me, the discipline that you and I we have, obviously we take that to our second chapter in the life that we are doing. I know that you're doing the same that I'm doing, but to me, it's pretty much the same. I think it's pretty much dedication. If you dedicate yourself, like for example, I dedicate myself for 25 years in baseball, in the beautiful sport of baseball. And basically, that's the transition that I did to what I do today. Basically, if you have a lot of discipline and accomplish goals, you're always going to continue doing that. And to me, that's what I do right now in my business life. Obviously, I have a great family. Obviously, I have a great wife at home that she's also a businesswoman that we always talk at the house about good things. You know, I got a lot of advice from Patricia, my wife. To be honest with you, she's the veteran in business. She's been in business for almost 35 years. And it's always nice to have a wife that you can sit on and talk about things. And basically, that hurts. And to me, I have that advantage in my life. But also, I use my discipline, always there, be on time, always trying to pick the phone yourself and try to meet and be there yourself in person. I think that's the most important thing to be a good businessman.
Pudge, I know that, you know, you was in my tournament and you provided us with an amazing, amazing coffee. Tell us how you get involved in that. Coffee industry.
I get involved in coffee because I love coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. I drink coffee in the morning, and basically this business opportunity, Louis, came with a friend of mine that is the majority owner in Puerto Rico, and the coffee company is in my hometown in Vega Baja, and I love the opportunity because that the farm that we own is in my hometown, Vega Baja. Literally, it's like I say probably 5 minutes from where I grew up. And Luis, the most amazing thing about my business that I'm in the coffee is I know the coffee tastes really good and it's a great coffee. It's not because it's my coffee. I think my coffee tastes really good. But the most thing that I like and the most amazing thing that I feel very happy is that we have 100 employees, okay, wow, working in our farm, and 100 employees are people that I grew up.
When I was
little. We played little leagues together. We grew up together, and it's always nice every time I go to the farm and see the people that I know from, you know,
growing up.
We are little child, and the wife and the kids. Oh, it's that's the beauty of the coffee business that I have. That I have able to go to the farm and just be there and sit with people that I know since little kids.
Yeah, and that's awesome, Pudge. I know I had it, and I tell you what, I still order it. I order it. But let me ask you something. You didn't have that many challenges in the game. I played with you, and definitely the game came easy to you. But I know in business you had to have some challenges. Could you actually tell me about that?
Well, I do have challenges. I don't think it's any easy business out there. I don't, you know, if someone come to you and tell you, no, making business really easy, it's lying. It's not true. I mean, you have to fight. You have to work. You have to have discipline. You have to put a lot of time into it, but business is always challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it good challenging because you have to be there and you have to pay attention in every single detail of trying to make a good business. For me, obviously playing baseball it's something that I grew up. I started playing baseball when I was 7. You as well, you know, we play a sport that we love, and we make good money out of the sport that we love. But when you turn that into the business world, you one more person making business. Okay, I know that we have some more. Probably I know people that I'm doing business with them today, which is I'm very humble and I'm blessed in that part. But it doesn't mean, Luis, that the business that I'm doing with them was easy for me. No, we have to. I was part of them. I've become one of them, and I was part of one of them in the board meetings. And hey,
just learning,
you gotta put a lot of hours, a lot of time, and it's not that you invest in money and give me the money back and ciao. No. And
you want to be a part of, and you want to learn.
No, I don't like to do business that way. I'm a person that I wanted to learn from A to Z what I'm doing. I wanted to learn. I don't want to transfer all the people to talk to the business that I'm in. No, I just wanted to sit down with you and explain to you from A to Z what is the business is all about. Because if you do that, you're gonna have a lot of credibility explaining the business that you're in. And basically, that's the way that I do business, and it's working pretty good.
Butch, I gotta ask you real quick. I know you play with Nolan in Texas for many years, and I know Nolan carries about 10 different hats after his career, Hall of Fame career was over. And I know you've been a Hall of Famer. I know Nolan took you under his wing. Does he have something to do with what you're doing now, that he really helped you transition into that?
Yeah, absolutely. I played with Nolan 3 years, Luis. And we still are great fans. I still communicate with Nolan. But the one thing that Nolan told me later on in my career, when I was close to being retired, when he was the president of the Rangers at the time, that he told me that I was close to retire. The one thing that he told me is, do not stay at home and not doing anything. Keep yourself busy. Keep yourself doing things. Don't go home and sit in the sofa and not doing anything, because you're gonna get really bored. And basically, that's a great point. Sometimes there's athletes or people that when they retire of doing things, they don't want to continue doing anything, or they don't know what to do after baseball. And I was the opposite. I took that advice from Nolan. I took a year off. And then I would start, traveling and taking care of the business that I was involved at the time. And definitely, it was true what Nolan said. Keep me busy, keep me traveling, keep me young, go out there, meet people, more business opportunity. And so that's my advice. That I given to other people that are in the business world. Yeah. Do not stay home and not doing anything after you retire from another business.
So quickly, before we run out of time, I think we're almost there. What other businesses or hats you wear? I mean, other companies that you're involved besides coffee?
Well, right now, I'm in the coffee, like you just mentioned to me, tequila business. I own tequila. two pizza restaurants, one here in Texas. And one in Puerto Rico that we just opened. They call it Pudge Pizza.
Skinny Pudge Pizza.
Yeah, beer. And I also own a shipyard in Puerto Rico that we're starting in November.
Nice.
To replace, to do the maintenance in the yacht and marina. And the big one, the business basically that I'm involved in energy, okay? Here in Texas and in Puerto Rico, we are doing some projects in Puerto Rico that we're using waste, tires, and plastic. And
recycle?
Convert that to biofuel and inject that biofuel to the turbines and make energy.
Nice, nice, nice.
Pudge, we are out of time. We want to thank you so much for being here, being our guest, sharing your story, telling us about the businesses that you've been in, and Your career was an amazing one, and we wish you the same amount of success in the businesses that you're pursuing. And how would people order coffee from you? What's your website?
Well, you can go to, obviously, Amazon and PutchCoffee.com. You can get it there. And obviously, Puerto Rico is my basically my hot spot to sell the coffee in Puerto Rico. And if you travel to Puerto Rico, please stop duty free, and you're going to have my coffee there.
Well, I'm going to make Louie take me down there. We're going to have some coffee and some Pudge pizza, so I'm looking forward to that.
I love the coffee, man. I love the smell of that coffee.
And thank you guys for having me. All the best for you, Louis, and your new show. And I'm here to whatever you need from me.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right, pleasure, man.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Secret to My Success on Legends 100.3. Tune in next week for more from Alan, George, Lewis, and their spectacular guests. Find The Secret to Your Success.